can you hear Purdy?
Hello?
Can you hear Purdy?
Yes, honey.
All right, now, Glenda, we're going to have to go through things very quickly. Because I got just a whole mess paperwork here, Glenda. So, what I need you to do is organize the Thanksgiving dinner to bring to the church so we can pass that out for the homeless.
Right.
They can come to the church for a nice buffet. And since you already work at China Buffet, Glenda,
well,
I figured you could work at the buffet of Blessed Souls Ministry of Deciphering Jesus and God. And pass out the Thanksgiving dinner. Now, how much food is you gonna bake?
Well, honey, I'm gonna have to hold on just a minute.
What?
Yeah, baby, what do you wanna care for, Dad? I gotta make Thanksgiving dinner.
Glenda?
How many homeless people am I gonna be doing this for?
Thousands.
Honey, I can't afford it. I was gonna sell me. Hold on, honey. Just stop. Okay.
Well,
I love how I'll be doing a minute to make popcorn.
Glenda.
She's real bitchy tonight.
Oh my goodness.
She's about to tell me she's got to leave so she can spend time with her kids.
Oh.
You know she don't have no kids.
Well.
Just shut the hell up. You know you don't have no goddamn kids. God. Anyway.
Yes.
Honey, Shelby and I's going to have to go on a canned food drive or raid the local food bank.
Oh.
Because I don't have any food, honey. I live in a half-wide trailer, and just half of that is chopped off, covered in plastic.
Well, Glenda, you've got to bring enough food for thousands and millions and trillions of homeless people, because Bidenflation and Joe Biden, the Democrats, isn't doing a thing for the poor. Even though the poor is always voting Democrat, they never get anything. They're always voting to have their money taken away and the prices go up, and that's what Satan loves, Glenda. So we're doing a celebration of anti-Satan at Thanksgiving this year. We're going to lower the prices, so you need to buy cheap food, Glenda, and get all the cans, and let's figure that out later. Let's open the phone lines and see what kind of sanity is going on in the world.
I have arrived. Oh my God, I am so fabulous. I met Katie Kelleridge. Do you know about her? Makeup's empire for door-to-door beauty that never goes out of style.
Oh.
She and I just hooked up and hit it off. We have the same purses.
Does you?
The same Manolo Blahniks. The same taste and all kinds of things. Neiman Marcus and etc.
Oh my God.
I'm just here letting everyone know it's a very mild day up here in LA today on the beach.
Oh, nice.
And everything is so cool.
Very nice.
It's cooling down, you know, and so anyway, that's just my update. I tried to keep it real and grounded in something,
well, thank you.
You know, actual.
I like actuals. I like all kinds of actuals. And this next to the actuaries we got on the property, we got actuals and actuaries and bird sanctuaries. We just got a whole collection of words that is framed. You know how people like these words framed and they put them on their wall. And so that's what we're working on now, the letter A, actuals and actuaries. And then we'll get to B for birds.
So you don't have actual actuaries.
Sorry about that, fam, guys. That's my dehumidifier. I like it real extra dry in the fall to wear.
Wow.
So I can put on chapstick.
You know, that's a really interesting idea. I should tell some of the customers that I'm going to be working with Katie Kelleridge, Makeup's Empire for door-to-door beauty that never goes out of style. Tell them to get some dehumidifiers, and then we can sell them more moisturizer. As well as lip moisturizer and other all-over body butters. Glenda, are you into body butter?
I don't know, honey. Do I have to buy that at the red light district at a ghee shop or what?
Can't you use just regular butter? Or what about ghee?
What?
Can't you use ghee because it's clarified?
Ghee? Why does you want to talk to ghee? She hasn't been here in years. Ghee Newton. No, she used to come to church, this big, fat black woman, and she was singing and singing and singing off-key all the times, and all the rest of the blacks would look at her like, who the hell is she? She can't even sing. She's not one of us. And then she slipped and fell on the stage. It was so hot. She took her handkerchief out, wiped her face. Turned out she wasn't black at all. She was Asian in blackface. And she had all the black makeup, and it was all down in a puddle, and the scandal was a big scandal. So we had her deported and shipped her back from where she came from, which was the county next door, and then we never heard from her since.
Do you have a lot of people in your congregation wearing blackface? What are they, Democrats?
Sorry guys, I was using an air freshener, even though the dehumidifier, so I don't know what my fart's going through it, because then it, like, it just makes them stronger. You know, have you ever done that? Farted into a dehumidifier? It's like real concentrated fart gas, and about knocks me out. I got this little home, where'd I put that? Right here, this. Can you hear that? That's my cleaner. And what I did was I put this home remedy recipe, and what it is, it's bleach and ammonia and vinegar and what else I got in there, a couple of tablets from my medication. I thought it helped.
Oh dear.
But anyway, it's all mixed up in there, and you can inhale it, you pass out.
Right.
But it cuts through everything, including the vinyl.
You know, that might be an interesting foundation, Glenda, to some ideal beauty skin stripper, these new facial chemical peels, where they put chemical gel on your face until your face almost falls off and crisps like you've deep-fried it. And then they rip it off, and you look younger, more sensuous, and more beautiful. I have never done one of those, but I don't really think I need it.
Or just doing the olive oil on your face like J-Lo.
No, that doesn't work, and that's not what she's doing. She's a notorious liar, and everyone knows that she's had all kinds of work done. Her eyes are now slanty like cats.
All right, now shush, everybody. Quiet, please, quiet. Call to order. I got the experiment down now. We've seen various clips that the congregation has sent in, and we've got this experiment down now, and we're going to do it live on Sunday.
Oh my God.
Now just hold on. Shush, shush.
Am I going to be there live too?
Hold on, this is. I see.
I should be.
Yogurts, I got both of them.
I don't really know what it's like.
Wait. This is that spoon test.
Huh?
Where you tap the spoons in your eyes.
Oh, and yeah.
You got to scrape off the spoons. Because that eye residue, my eyes get very watery when I do this. But I'm seeing better every day when I just put this spoon on Prue's eye. And then I tap it. And then when I put it on my ears.
Yeah.
And then I can start hearing things.
Oh, my God.
That I think only Jesus wants Prue to hear.
Let me grab mine, hey.
So you'll be there in a minute. I'm trying not to go blind. You talk, Glenda.
I got mine.
Yeah, let's go. Oh, no. No, no.
I don't know. It's like making my eyes blurry. Right?
No, Glenda, see, you got to just... Let me adjust my eyeballs here. See, Glenda, can you see Pernod over the radio? That's just... Well, no, you can't see Pernod over the radio. I'm just tapping my eyeballs with these spoons. Put one spoon on your eyeball, Glenda, and then your other spoon, tap it.
Oh, dear.
And that tapping gets a... See, now I'm seeing stars.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'll clear up in a second, and then I'll see better.
Okay, let me cut those cords, because... Okay. Chawson, would you bring me a couple of teaspoons, please? The silver ones. Thanks. Wow. All right. Lucky I can still catch. All right, now I'm going to do it this time. Everyone be quiet. See, I'm doing a smoothing motion, because I think that... That residual smoothing energy. You know how you smooth makeup on your face? I am just smoothing these spoons on my eyeballs. I'm telling you, that swirling action really heightens my hypothalamus, and I can see better in my brain.
Have you all been, like, reading the National Enquirer, and now you're smoking it? What the hell are you all doing?
It's my turn, honey. You know, Jonathan, we saw this on a YouTube video. It's how you can see better. You take a spoon and put it on your eye, and then you tap the spoon, and you see better. And then when you put it on your ears, oh my God, I just thought, what if you put it on your tongue? And then you can taste better. Oh God, my spoons need washing. Oh, they taste like chili from Wendy's.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, Jennison's last night.
Oh
my God, I was watching Family Feud. That dumb family was so dumb.
Oh my God.
Did you see them? Oh my God.
I did, and then I had to change the channel. You know what? That gets Bernard idea. I think we could put these spoons all over the body and do sort of like a massage, like a spiritual spoon massage, and just smooth it for Jesus. Just smooth them spoons
and you could spoon something on the body, like body butter you were saying about Catherine, and then spoon it for Jesus. And then we could put this, so we got the eyes, we could put it on the ears, and then the nose, and make you smell better, the tongue that Glenda figured out. What is we missing here? Touch, that's the body. I think it could clear a blockage, Glenda. Maybe if you took some spoons and tapped it on your ooshoot, maybe things would fall out sooner and you wouldn't have the bad pains.
I'm convinced you didn't have to smoke the National Enquirer to be this crazy.
Let me try it on my head. You know, I could, like, wash my hair this way if I could just put the spoons all over my head.
Oh, let me try that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
Sylvia,
God.
We're just experimenting. We're doing science.
Oh, my God.
Sylvia, flip me off.
You know, if you do this on your legs and your toes, you could be like a dilapidary kind of a process. You could spoon off the wax when you put the wax on. Instead of ripping the wax off, you spoon it off. I think we got a whole spoon empire here, and we could sue that commercial on YouTube for making fun of people who think it's real, because we just made it real, and I'm already improved.
I'm already disapproved.
I could use a little more proof.
What?
You know, like alcoholic proof.
Ah!
I'm kidding, guys. I'm sorry. I'm just kidding.
All right, then. It's settled. We's gonna do the spoon empire and sell spoon healing. Now, let me get everybody shush. Oh, I've got some very important names we's gonna have to go over. Falby Jetters, Jared Nimrod. Now, they're the presidents of a committee who like to make sure that your committee has a president. And then Garrick Devonshamshire, he's from London or something like that. He comes over and he's got an accent. And when he talks, everyone listens and thinks it's important, even though it's not.
All right, let me go. So I already told you about Katie Kellerich makeups. Mauve powdering, she's got her own powder, and it is mauve. So she will be there in all of her purple wonderfulness. Trisha Vavoom has a new vacuum out. I told her she ought to connect that with a joint venture for hair curlers, so you can just suck the straight hair out of your hair and have it curl instantly. She's looking into it. And then Mandy or Ricky, I think she's going to be bringing the shrimps, but I'm not sure.
I can bring the crabs if I go on a date. Oh my God, honey, I'm seeing this new janitor. He smells like 409 and Tide. And I really like it. It's a real different groove, you know, from Pine Sol.
Glenda, don't you need to get a life and find better men than janitors who smell like their cleaning products?
See, but then I get the cleaning products for free and they come over and flush my toilet. You know, they take the shit stick. You know what that is? Some people got a plunger. I got one of them. But the shit stick is like a baseball bat that's been whittled down. And it just beats that shitload down the toilet when the plunger won't work, and that's why they come over after we have a romantic time on my couch watching some reruns of Paul Lynn in the center square.
Linda, I would ask you not to be sinning on your couch, and the next time I think you is on your couch, you need to look for loose change and send that to Jesus. I don't care if it's like little bits of crusted over dried out chicken or pizza crust, bottle caps, used condoms, whatever, but Linda, I know you's got spare change in that couch.
No kidding.
Every Christian done has spare change in their couch.
Okay, can I please continue with the list of invites of glorious women who are elegant? Lupree Chevalier is going to be bringing a cheese platter. Yes, I was going to say cheese place, but that's back at her place. She's got a place for cheese. I don't know. And then Phyllis Nimrod, she's going to be bringing some jokes. She tells jokes. She's down on her luck. No one wants to hear jokes anymore. But I said, Phyllis, why not bring all your jokes and we'll just listen to them and kind of like that. And she said, okay.
Is this going to be one of them parties with makeup samples that I could come to? Because I love samples. I like cleaning samples from the guys I did to get all kinds of cleaners. But then if I can go to this Halloween party, holiday party, whatever the hell, I can get makeup samples, you know?
Do you ever have samples of pizza and beer? Because I could go and do a quality check for you just in case.
Wow.
Or any girls. They're, you know, like babes with a copper tone tan. I can check
any
that.
Any of the babes that are going to be there, first of all, I'm the babest babe. And then the rest of them are automatically enrolled in my beauty process pageant, where I teach them the process of beauty, along with my new joint venture partner, Katie Kellerage, makeup's empire for door-to-door beauty that never goes out of style. So they're spoken for, and you can't touch them.
I take that you mean that literally.
Yes.
So, okay, back to the pizza and beer then. Sounds good.
Or corn chips. You know, you can bring some corn chips or someone who smells like corn nuts, and then everyone will get hungry and they can ask for pretzels.
I don't understand.
Brains hurts. So let me get back to, I told you about Garrick Devonshampshire. He speaks in a British accent. Nobody really cares, but it sounds important. Then we've got Pelle Pinters. She's going to be bringing her pickled pickles, and then she paints them, and then we're going to take them home as the Christmas pickle after they've dried out and petrified, and hopefully they don't get moldy too soon. And then we've got Una Faluna Goldberg-Jones. She's going to be telling us some poetry, and I don't know if she wrote it or not, but... And then Bermina Saramin. She's got a strange instrument that makes strange noises, like UFO sounds, and she's going to be coming, and we couldn't find a harp player, but I found Bermina Saramin in her theremin.
Oh, very space age, very 50s, 60s, cocktail lounge, kitschy.
Well, I don't know if we's going to have cocktails, but we is going to have some holy wine, along with Gladys Gladiola and the Pfeffernuss Dancers Dinner Theater Show, complete with cocktails and nosh, a nice tall salad, butter rolls, a simple dinner, and a sumptuous dessert. That's what they presented to us at the audition, and we got to sample the food.
Oh my God.
Nothing was something we had to unwrap. It was already on the plate.
Don't you hate that when you go to your friend's house and you gotta pull back the foil on your own damn TV dinner because they couldn't do it for you?
Oh my God.
Good God.
Or the plastic on a lean cuisine, you know, or those stupid little foil things that the pizza pockets are in, the hot pockets. Someone's tossed me a couple of those at the Red Lobster, and I said, I didn't order this. Why am I even at the Red Lobster? And then we found out that I was drunk and I was dreaming and I was on a television set for a commercial for Depends underwear that I didn't get because I actually shit my pants and they just wanted me to act. And I'm never allowed back at that studio.
I cannot believe this. We have got to get a grip here on our Gladys Gladiola Pfeffernuss Dancers Dinner Theater group because it's going to be the whole point why people want to come to this fundraiser. They've got the cocktails and nosh, a nice tossed salad, butter rolls, simple dinner. I don't know what that means. I hope it's not TV dinner. It's where we have to peel back the foil like you said, Glenda. And a sumptuous dessert. I'm hoping it's chocolate mousse or pudding or something, as long as it's not candy.
Is this happening at church, or where is this happening?
Oh, it's happening at the church, and what we do is we film us having this sumptuous dinner full of everything, and the whole table is just enormous. It's like a football field size table, all covered in food. And then just like that does on all the other Christian shows you can watch in the South that Pernod has seen, we's modeling this next show we're doing off of theirs. And so we get a wide shot. That's a technical term I learned. And we get a big wide shot of the table full of the food. It's the size of a football field. Just covered in piles and piles of food. Amazing foods. Make everyone hungry just looking at it. And then all the chairs is gilded gold around it. And then we sit there in a wide shot. And then I say to the camera, look at how blessed we is. And if you is not as blessed as us and our God-blessed family here, just know that God is going to bless you with favor this holiday season for Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's. And one day maybe you can have a beast feast like we have here, and then we do a panning shot and show more of the food, and it's just mountains and mountains of food for decades and decades. Never go starving. And it really makes the audience see how blessed Pernod is with the staff of the church that we can eat so well.
Oh, yeah.
Because God loves us a lot.
And then cut to me on the mic where I'm still eating a savory salad with a light grapefruit dressing and a very small olive because I'm dieting. And that gives a message to your audience to stop, you know, being 500, 800 tons and lose the weight because you're eating more food than the poor people have in your town. And that's another reason why they're not blessed with all the food. And see, then the wide shot behind me
with the football field of food, even though I'm not eating it, and that builds empathy and sympathy for my character, because they'll like me. I'm approachable. I'm not a big fat wombat like they are, hoarding the food in their mind. They're going to be eating that food behind me.
That's right.
In their mind.
In their brain. Their brain is fat, and that's why they's fat on the word, and I tell them that. And that, well, you know, it's just these inbreds, and that's why Walmart had to build bigger and bigger stores, because the people in them was getting bigger and bigger, and the aisles got wider, and so did their butts. And then the grocery carts turned into like these flatbed trucks going around hauling their food just for one day, giving Costco a run for their money on these pallet movers that move the food around and pulling the food for the people. And just one family has got like a semi-truck of food, and that's what we gotta put a stop on. So we's gonna be doing some undercover ministries work for the hidden sinners across America, and we's gonna be knocking on doors to distract them so they come to the front door, and then they break in the back door, our staff, and take all their food and confiscate that to teach them that they need to thou shalt not want.
Wow.
That's the lesson for this holiday season during Bidenomics.
Well,
thou shalt not want. And we're going to just take their food and give it to someone else.
Because you're an establishment religion, so that makes it legal.
That's
because
right.
No one can make a law against establishment
religion.
Okay, I got it.
That's
yeah.
Right.
All right. I'm just listening. I'm just listening. Observing.
Well,
I'm observing.
But see, it all goes back to that angelic pricing I told you about, Glenda and Jonathan. And no one believes for it on the angelic price, but that's what we's gonna charge for the buffet.
Sorry, guys, but if you're not gonna have coupons for this makeup party at the buffet,
I doubt it.
With the dinner theater that I'm gonna fill up this buffet with,
that's right.
With canned foods, I'm gonna. I lost my train of thought. Oh, shit.
Oh, that's
Linda, now, if you weren't allergic to the makeup you're not wearing, then you wouldn't have had that lapse in memory. You might have part-timers or full-timers if you lose a full amount of your memory. I don't have that. A lot of people used to think that I had amnesia, but I don't. I have micronesia because I just have a little bit of trouble, but not a lot, because I have a big life, so I don't have small memories to lose.
I heard that I have a unique disease, unique to the media landscape that we've got going on today. I have camnesia. I forget the camera's on, and then I'll just start all acting like pernian, and then the camera captures me and we send it in, and
what?
Well, if the ratings is up, then I get more money from the sponsors.
What are you talking about? I don't even know what you're talking about. You got like family home videos, or what are you doing?
Oh my god, are you cruising the bathrooms with your own camera and filming it? Oh my god.
I don't even know what that is, Glenda. I can't fit an entire cruise ship in a bathroom unless I go in a bathroom on a cruise ship, and that's different, but I still wouldn't film it.
Are you gonna cruise with a camnesia camera at your new whatever dinner theater thing? Are you filming the dinner theater thing for TV show? Is that what this is about?
Oh my goodness, what a good idea, Jonathan. He's so smart with his edumacation. You got your smarts. This is gonna be a whole TV production now. He's gonna film Gladys Gladiola and the Super News Dancers dinner theater show.
Oh.
Complete with cocktails and nosh,
nice
and asshole salad, butter rolls, a simple dinner,
and
sumptuous dessert.
And I can be the spokesmodel, okay, because hello, I'm pretty.
I can hold your dress like Lady Diana, honey, going up the steps to get married, and your crown.
Oh my god, that reminds me, I need to get something to wear to this function. What kind of lighting is going to be there? Is it going to be dark? Is it going to be bright? Is it going to be both? Are there going to be mood rooms? Are there going to be sections? Like, what's the atmos?
Oh, that's right, and what's the dress? Is it going to be like, I don't know, beach cash?
No.
You know, for me.
And if I get a gay escort dude to bring me, do I have to wear anything at all?
Oh, everyone does have to wear clothes, Glenda, because this is not where we do Adam and Eve naked and unembarrassed in front of the Lord. That's later at the Christmas play when it's all adults and then the children is locked up in a room getting all sweaty, cheese and fudgicle juice, eating Cheetos and fudge at the same time. Did you ever make fudge with Cheetos? It's gross.
So is this buffet going to have some kind of a potato salad section?
Oh my god, I have to put the potato salad in my cleavage so I can scoop it out and fling it at all the fat guys that show up.
Oh my god, you're going to be fat shaming fat guys with potato salad? at church?
No, Glenda, it's not fat shaming, it is fat naming. See, we say, I see you, I hear you, like Jesus does, and that's their reward. She flings a big old hunk of potato salad at them, and they open their mouth, and then they try to eat it like a bunch of dogs. And they always do, and it's a real big... It's like throwing fish to seals, Glenda, or dolphins.
So I have, like, this image of your congregation, like a bunch of pigs at the trough. This is just a big buffet where they pig out, and so the packaging and the marketing sounds like all nice, you know, simple nosh, like you said, nice tossed salad, simple dinner, such as, but these people are pigs.
Okay.
I mean, what the hell is the point? Are you going to take photographs?
Honey, I don't want to be around a bunch of fucking pigs. If I wanted to see that, I'd go to Denny's or Chili's or Friday's.
Well,
you know, where I normally hang out.
No, it's going to be higher class than that, Glenda, because these are Christians, so they have a Bible with them. There is decorum, and they have to follow protocol, and if they don't, then we have a couple of women who are very well endowed, very blessed by Jesus, upstairs, if you know what I'm taking. And I'm not talking about their brains. Okay, I'm talking about their bosoms, Glenda, dressed in leather with a whip, and they will whip those Christians into shape. And that really gets things going. We've got a disco ball, some go-go lights, and everything. First, sort of like a Babylon, you know, dancing around the golden calf, and then the fog machine, and then I come out wearing sequins, kind of like that. I can be Esther or someone from the Bible.
Esther.
Cleopatra. Was she in there? Is she in there?
I don't think Cleopatra was in Pernian's Bible. She might be in someone else's, but not Pernian's, and not certainly the Bibles of Blessed Souls Ministries. We have all those parts edited out. Our Bible's very vanilla. It's just very... Nothing's gonna happen like you's all talking about. It's not gonna be shady. It's not people throwing shade like in pop culture. We don't need people throwing shade at each other. You know, we need our lampshades so it looks nice.
So no one's going to be on the sauce then either, you know, causing a ruckus.
You mean like clam sauce and the stuffing? I know that's not what you meant.
I don't know if he's going to have clam sauce. I don't like clams. They taste like boogers, and they look like big giant elephant boogers.
So do those mussels and mollusks and oysters. Big giant boogers. Although they probably have a lot of beauty essence. You could smear them on your face and let them dry and crust there, and then rip them off like an all-natural oyster peel. Oh my God. Jocelyn. She's taking a nap, but I need to remember that so I can make millions.
You know, I'm not even hungry now for a pizza and beer. This show tonight has been unique, as usual, and disgusting. Talking about food mixed with other topics, literally.
That's right.
So I think I'm going to go have like a shot of Pepto. Good night.
Oh, good night, Jonathan. Now, do you think we should have that? Is people going to get sick when they start eating and then I say prayers? A lot of people have that demonic energy and make some barf up pea soup, you know, green pea soup, heads spinning around like demons. At these buffets, we always find out who the demons is. I should get a big old pallet of Pepto. Where's my biblical device? Maybe I can get it telepathically. I just send that message. No, dumb birds, I send this telepathically through my spoonopathic method. Oh my gosh, I should write that down and patent it before somebody gets it like Elon Musk. You know, he took Twitter away from me. I was going to buy it.
You know, I wonder if this does anything for my nails. It does. I smooth it over my nails, and my nails get brighter and more colorful. And it's very spiritual. I'm going to go now and have Jocelyn do this on my toes for my toe polish today. Spoon therapy on my toes.
Good night.
I wonder if I put the spoons on my cigarettes.
Oh my goodness.
I could try that later when I'm smoking in bed. It always puts me right to sleep. I haven't burned up yet. Good night, honey.
Oh, good night, Glenda. Don't burn up when you're smoking in bed with the spoons on your face. I need to find a way to get these spoons mass-produced so I can put them out as what them call bookmarks for the Bible, spoon marks. Everybody need a spoon in their Bible so you can spoon your way to Jesus. I gotta work on that. Good night.